show. Your thoughts on a very successful night?
Jeremy hung in there really well. They had a really good lineup stacked up against him. The triple play was very, very fortuitous. But he pitched well. I thought he pitched really well. Again, against a really heavily loaded left-handed lineup, I thought it was a good performance by him. Bullpen was outstanding. Jake, Gomer, and then Kyle at the end, they were all very, very good. So we pitched like we normally do, but the defense once again came through. A couple timely clutch hits, and all of a sudden you got a 5-3 win.
Yeah, and 5, your lucky number.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't think about that. I saw the 5 up there. It made me feel a little bit better.
And every day you guys are just doing what you have to do, obviously with Boston not over yet, but looking like they're going to win. You've done what you needed to do.
Right. We just have to worry about ourselves. Play our game, try to win our game that night, and then not worry about the other side of it. That will eventually take care of itself.
Helligson certainly doesn't pitch like a rookie. You mentioned your bullpen, but what do you have to say about those two rookie relievers? I mean, what team is dealing with what you guys put out there tonight?
Yeah, again, I do think about that. I watch Jake, how much he's grown this season. I watch Gomer, how much he's grown this season also. Neither one intimidated by the moment, both throwing strikes. Actually, Gomes is throwing harder now than he has all season. Jake just seems to be throwing more quality strikes in better spots, better location. But the makeup is what really stands out to me, and that's why you feel comfortable throwing them out there in those moments.
Against tomorrow, the biggest game of the season, obviously.
Yeah, just like today was. Tomorrow will be the same thing, and I'm looking forward to it.
Joe, you walked for a hip and thought in the sixth to load the bases. The triple play even crossed your mind?
Yeah, I said, let's load them up to get a triple play right here. And what I was trying to do there, what I was hoping for, is maybe a double play and really just only giving up one run. But, my God, how do you even envision a triple play? We were very fortunate with that. The ball's in the perfect spot. Martin runs well for a catcher. He ran hard. We were able to turn it.
Were you surprised that Teixeira did not score on that play before? It was almost kind of served up.
The double down the right field line.
Yeah, switched double.
I think it was there was no outs at that time, right?
Right.
A lot of times with zero outs, third base coaches are going to be a little bit more conservative. You don't want to make the first out at home plate if you can prevent that. So unless you're absolutely certain that the guy's going to score, more than likely you're not going to send him right there.
Joe, in the seventh, I'm not sure how many Longos spoiled there, but then DJ takes second and 2-strike count.
Right.
To free up that base, they decide to go to Joyce and just walk us through that sequence.
Right. I mean, right there, early in the count, Soriano was a lot quicker to the plate. He was pretty much hovering around 1-3-5, 1-4. And again, Martin throws really well. He's very, very good behind the plate. So you have to consider all of that. Then we've just picked the right pitch. It was a breaking ball. It was a slower breaking ball down. And Martin still made a great play on it, but it was slow enough and down enough that BJ was able to get to second base. And then I'm sure Rafael thought at this point there's no sense in messing with Longo. And then eventually here comes Matt. So all those things were interrelated, you're right.
And then you said before the game that game 161 is not the time to rest any bumps or bruises, and Matt sucked it up for you tonight.
He did. You know, a couple at-bats, popped a couple balls up. He was not very happy with himself, but eventually got the pitch he can drive, and he did. Yeah, everybody's got to be available right now.
Joe, did that have a noticeable effect, that triple play in the dugout?
It was pretty animated when everybody came inside. Any possible handshake that they had was they took out of their back pocket and utilized it at that moment. It was very alive. And, you know, those are the kind of things you look for regarding where you're going right now with this whole thing. And so when you're able to pull off a triple play under those circumstances in that moment, it's kind of a...
Two nights in a row, some magical plays. I mean, you get the, you know,
the play by Jennings in left central. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We talk a lot. Everybody is thirsty for offense, and we'd like to get a little bit more offense, but we are built around pitching and defense, and that's why we win these games. And right there's a perfect example of turning a triple play. Desmond going into the gap. Double play Posada, ground ball to Rodriguez last night. Longo's last play of the game yesterday. That ball was scorched by Montero. So all these things add up, and when you're not giving the other team extra outs, that's really a good thing.
How about Brignac here in the final few days of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've always talked about. Reed's got great makeup. He's got great makeup. He's always going to make the plays at shortstop. All of a sudden, he's getting some pitches to work with offensively, and he's cashing in with them.
Joe, with game 162, do you look at anything knowing that you win? You have more games to play, at least 163. Do you kind of hold anything back tomorrow at all, or looking for that?
No, I mean, you just, again, we try to play the same game every day, regardless. And believe me, I'm going to go home tonight, do the same things, get up, do my ride, all that kind of stuff tomorrow, and then get ready for tomorrow night's game. So I don't anticipate doing anything differently.
Joe Girardi said he's going with the regulars tomorrow, won't announce the pitcher until later tonight. Is that what you expect out of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, they played it straight up all the way through. That's who they are. They deserve to win the AL East this year. They've been really, really good.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Joe.
We have so much shave information on everybody, so it's not going to matter. Once we find out that we'll be headed on that.